Well, now, what about where you'd store potatoes and stuff in the winter? Where would you put them?
Well, we'd dig us out a good big hole and put some leaves of straw around that and pour them in there and cover them over and then rake dirt over them. Cover them good where they won't freeze.
Uh-huh.
And stand some boards over there.
Oh, what would you call that? Do you have a name for that?
No, we call it holding them up.
Oh, you call it holding them up. Well, did you ever raise any cotton around here?
No.
We didn't. They have some.
You know that you've heard of it
I've seen it growing.
Well, did you have much of trouble around here with weeds? Did they have many weeds in your garden?
Weeds.
Weeds, yeah.
Yeah, weeds grow here on the side.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
What kinds would you have?
This counter just grown up in weeds. I've got every kind. There, cockleburr, careless.
Spanish needles.
Spanish needles. Morning glories.
Burrs.
What would you call when you said careless? Was that?
Yeah. Red careless.
Well, I never heard of that.
Yeah, and Spanish needles.
Some people call them hogweeds. The hog will eat them good.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I always call them careless.
Well, now, when you were having your crops, did you set them out in a field? What did you raise? What kind of crops would you raise?
Oh, corn and short wheat and oats. And
oh, yeah.
Sweet taters and rice taters. Everything we think of is do these, peanuts.
Well, now, what would you call just a place just where you grew your vegetables, your potatoes and things? Would you call that a garden?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Raise that in a garden.
What about where you raised your wheat?
Oh, we sow it out over the field and get a cradle.
Raised it in the field.
Yeah, field. Now, a field is bigger than a garden, is that right?
Oh, yeah. It's like that and down around.
Oh, I see.
Big body of 8 or 10 acres in the body.
Did you ever raise any tobacco?
Yeah.
What did you raise it in? What kind of a place?
Last crop of leaves right over there, outside. Nothing eat it.
You what?
But a billy goat.
Nothing eat it but a billy goat?
No, they won't hardly eat.
Yeah, you can set background in
them
where cows don't eat.
Oh, I didn't.
A bit dangerous eating your tobacco out.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Hog or nothing there.
Well, now, we were talking about fences. Now, nowadays, you said they make them out of wire. Is that they make fences out of wire? They use wire fences now.
Yeah.
Well, now what do they have to put? They have to dig holes down and put
posts
down.
Put posts down
for wire. Posts down, then stretch your wire and steeple them to that post. Right on out with it.
Oh, and so that's how they do it. That's how they do it now.
Put your barbed wire on top of your hog wire and straighten it all up and stretch it tight. It takes a pretty roguish animal to get through it.
Oh, it does. Yeah. Pretty roguish one, huh?
That barbed wire digs
his that'll hurt him, won't it?
Yes. Stick his head in that and jagged him.
Oh. Now, I guess you raised chickens, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. I never had it.
Still got chickens, don't you?
Wouldn't do it out to them. I ain't got but a few. They getting old as granny, but
keeping
Well, now, did you ever put anything, did you ever know of anybody putting something in a nest for the chicken to sit on to try to, wanted to make a hen start laying, you know, you might.
Yeah, give them pellets sometimes. We just fell out in the corn and let them get ready to lay, and they got ready.
Did you ever hear of somebody putting something that looked like an egg in there so they'd make them?
Mm-hmm.